بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إزرة المسلم إلى نصف الساق ولا حرج أولى جناح فيما بينه وبين الكعبين فما كان أسفل من الكعبين فهو في النار ومن جر إزاره بطرا لم ينظر الله إليه. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the izar, the pants, the trousers of a Muslim should be until the middle of his calves, and there is no harm or nothing wrong if it is between the calves and the ankles. Anything below the ankles will be in Jahannam. Anything below the ankles will be in the hellfire. Allah will not look with a merciful glance at the person who drags his izar, his pants, below his ankles. So we've been doing these type of hadith for the past 2-3 weeks now. Again, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing the Sahaba that it would be best for them to keep the izar right till their calves, far away from the ankles, so that a person is moving away from that area that it could possibly happen that whilst he is unmindful that his pants can go below his ankles. Therefore, out of caution, Rasulullah had encouraged the Sahaba to wear their izar right till half, between the calves, right till half the calves. But then he mentioned there is no problem if a person lowers it below the calves, but it must not go below the ankles. So anything below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. So the sunnah of Rasulullah or what Rasulullah had encouraged was to wear the izar half or half the calves. But if a person wishes to lower that, he doesn't want to keep it so high, then he keeps it below the, between the calves and the ankles, but not above, not below the ankles. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال مررت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي إزاري استرخاء. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه said I passed by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst my izar was hanging down. It was, his izar was loose, it was falling down below his ankles. فَقَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ اِرْفَعْ إِزَارَكَ. Rasulullah then cautions him and advises him, admonishes him, O Abdullah, lift your pants up. فَرَفَعْتُهُ, I raised it up. ثُمَّ قَالَ زِدْ. Nabi said, even more. فَزِدْتُ, I picked it up even more. فَمَا زِلْتُ أَتَحَرَّاهَا بَعْدُ. He says, and from that time ever, I have been extremely mindful of keeping my izar above my ankles. فَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْقَوْمِ إِلَىٰ أَيْنَا فَقَالَ إِلَىٰ أَنْصَافِ السَّاقِينَ. رواه مسلم. Some people asked him that how high did Rasulullah tell you to keep your pants at that time? Is it until the middle of the calves? وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ جَرَّ ثَوْبَهُ خُيَلَاءَ لَمْ يَنْظُرِ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rasulullah said that person who drags his garments out of pride, Allah Ta'ala will not look at him on the day of Qiyamah. We mentioned this hadith here. Some person might say, I'm not doing it out of pride. So then the question is, why is he still letting his pants go below the ankles? In one hadith, it's clearly stated, فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ, that by you keeping your pants below the ankles, it is done out of pride. فَقَالَتْ أُمُّ سَلَمَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. In this hadith, Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked, فَكِيفَ تَصْنَعُ النِّسَاء بِذُيُولِهِنَّ, that what should women do with their hems? قَالَ يُرْخِينَ شِبْرًا. Nabi Kareem said that they should let it down one shibr, meaning one handspan down. قَالَتْ إِذَن تَنْكَشِفُ أَقْدَامُهُنَّ. So Umm Salama radiallahu anha said that sometimes it's possible that just one handspan down, it will expose the feet. Rasulullah said, قَالَ فَيُرْخِينَهُ ذِرَاعًا لَا يَزِدْنَا, that they should let it down one dhira. One dhira is two handspans, or an arm's length. One arm's length. In other words, from the calves, one arm's length. So this covers their feet completely. So from this hadith, we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us very clearly, men, males, should keep their pants and the garments that they're wearing from above the ankles. And women should not expose any part of their legs. In other words, they should not expose their calves. They should not expose their ankles. Their dresses, their hems should be below that. Their hems should be below that. Unfortunately, see, we today, is the opposite. Men are lowering their pants below their ankles, and women are picking their dresses up. So it's very important for us to understand this command to raise the garments above the ankles is directed at men, and women are commanded to conceal their ankles according to these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah.